This is the Stress in the City podcast, a self-care book review show for the busy and, quite frankly, burned out. I'm your host, Brittany Nicole, and each episode I'll break down the best books in self-care to help us all figure out how to do this life thing better. Ready? Let's start the show. You're listening to the Stress in the City podcast. I'm your host, Brittany Nicole. Welcome to my very first episode. So, this is a brand new thing for me, a brand new project. And instead of jumping into the book reviews, I figured it would make sense to kind of start with an introduction to who I am, and what my intentions are for this podcast. And as I said, it's kind of an experiment, so we'll see how things unfold. But let's jump right into it. So who am I? My name is Brittany Nicole. I am a voice artist in Atlanta. And I am an avid reader. I've always been an avid reader. I've always had an affinity and deep love for words. I think anybody that knows me will attest to that. And learning is kind of my hobby. I remember when my parents sat me down and first taught me how to spell. The very first word that I learned to spell was cookie, and I was extraordinarily proud of that. Like, I got on the school bus the next day and told everybody, like, I don't know about you, but I know how to spell cookie. And ever since that moment, it really has been kind of a love affair for me with words and language and books and stories in particular. And I feel like my core gift is learning. It's something that has always been easy for me and fun for me. And I think that it's kind of a blessing to be able to enjoy something that is so beneficial to you. And books have been my medium of choice for as long as I could remember. I definitely was the kid who was like, yes, I'm in second grade, and yes, I have a seventh grade reading level. I took a lot of pride in that. maybe too much pride. I feel like not only were books an escape for me from life, but the library was kind of an escape for me from what I now realize is social anxiety. Like, especially in middle school and high school, I spent a lot of time in the library, avoiding the cafeteria, which was the equivalent to a jungle to me. And so now, even as an adult, reading is something that I still spend a lot of time doing. Not as much time as when I was younger and I didn't have bills to pay, but still something that I spend a large majority of my mind on. And so what I want to do with this podcast is not only just consume the material, but share what I learn. I end up bringing a lot of things that I read about in conversations with my friends and family. And that's something that I'm really passionate about, is sharing the things that have benefited me and my life with other people in hopes that it will benefit them as well. And that's really what this podcast is about. It's about sharing helpful, useful, functional pieces of information, which I relate a lot of these things back to stress, because that's something that affects us all. It's something that has had an extraordinary effect in my life. And I think the last, 2020 and 2021, I think people have gotten a lot more familiar with stress and the effects of stress. And, it's a real thing. It's not just a word. Like, it actually has a physiological effect on your mind and body. And I find that interesting. I find it necessary to know about and to understand. And so that is the consensus of what my podcast is about so far. Again, this is an experiment, so who knows? You know, there may be other things that get added or taken away, but we'll see how it develops. I also want to talk about the name, because if you can't tell by the name Stress in the City, I am an avid Sex in the City fan. I have been watching Sex in the City since I was 8. I am 31 now. Make whatever you want of that. But it is a story that I wanted to see myself in as a child, and that as an adult, as I've watched over and over and over again, it's something that I, you know, continue to want to see myself in and have seen myself in all of the characters. And the thing that I loved the most was Carrie, of course, even though she was kind of a mess. I loved her career. I loved that, you know, while it was probably unrealistically glamorous, of course, I loved that she lived her art, like the things that she was a writer, and she wrote about sex and relationships, and a lot of what impacted the things that she wrote about was her actual life. And I felt like she was really authentic in that way and vulnerable in that way. And, you know, in a way she made an impact in her community, and in a way she made an impact in culture and in the real world. So I always admired that. And while this podcast is not about sex, even though the topic will come up, in fact, one of the first books that I'm going to review definitely discusses sex in detail. My interest is stress and mental health and wellness and fitness. And so that's what this podcast is going to be about. If you are down with those kind of things, or if you just like the sound of my voice, I hope you keep on listening and stay tuned.